Three-time Olympic gold medalist, swimming champion Stephanie Rice and former Australian cricketer Michael Kasparovich are going to cook up a storm. And they're not competing in the sporting field, believe me, but they're going to cook up a great curry. So let's talk to them about this, and here's sport indeed. So, good day, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Exciting to have you on the SBS Radio's Hindi program. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on.
Absolutely. Now tell me, you're taking part, or rather competing, in this great curry cook-off. Now, what inspired you to try your culinary skills?
Well, culinary skills for a good reason, really. I partnered with Opportunity International about 6 months ago, and the Great Australian Curry, which we're doing this week, is really one of their fundraising to raise money, especially for women and problems in India. So I have such an affinity with India. I was just there to cover the Olympics, and it was just something to me that I thought, you know, this is really meaningful. The money's going to a great cause and for great purpose and empowerment. I thought culinary skills, like, I don't know how good they are, but you know what? I'm sure it will be fine.
Well, if they are half as good as your swimming skills, they'll be absolutely fantastic. So let's talk to Michael Kasparovich and see what inspired him to join this great competition for the great curry cook-off. Michael, it's exciting to see you in your competitive spirit in the kitchen rather than the cricket field.
Well, it's going to be good fun. I've spent a lot of time in India in many ways as a cricketer, a good some 10 years, if you like. I'd love to talk about my love affair with India, taking me out with cricket, of course, but more importantly, with my love of food. And I'm a massive fan of the Indian curry. And so I like to think I bring a special quality to the contest.
Absolutely. So you love curries, you love India. Which part of India do you love the best?
I love the diversity of all India. Each of the different cities you go to has its own unique qualities, and I just really enjoy the people, the energy, and really with the food tour of India, from down south to the northern India, I've got to learn many parts to it. Like the best paneer I've ever eaten is in North India, whereas biryani is down sort of more in the Hyderabad sort of area. So There's very, very different, and I think that's what I personally love, the diversity.
Great. So, Stephanie, you've been to India recently, right?
I did. I've done two trips this year to India. I love it so much. I'm actually currently trying to learn Hindi, which is so challenging, but I love it. I think there are so many amazing opportunities and things to share and be able to inspire, especially within the Indian sporting nation, but I feel like also for women in general, and working with Opportunity combines both of the parts of, I guess, my goals and aspirations for India.
Fantastic. So since you're learning Hindi, can you tell our listeners namaste? Just namaste?
Okay, I can do that one. Namaste.
Namaste. Thanks. Namaste, Stephanie. Which part of India do you like the best?
Well, I haven't had a chance to explore really yet. So I've only been to Mumbai. I've got a couple of trips planned to go to Bangalore, but this trip that I'll potentially be doing with Opportunity International will go all throughout the rural, more community-based areas, which I'm really looking forward to. That's going to be in about a month's time, because I would love to see a little bit more of the diversity that India holds.
Sure. The whole of India is beautiful, but Bombay or Mumbai is the best. I come from there.
I know. Yeah, it is. It really is beautiful. Yeah. I love Mumbai.
And obviously you like curries, so?
I love curries so much. So I'm really excited to, I guess, hopefully I'm going to learn some new skills when I do this cook-off on Thursday. Hopefully the chef there will teach me some tricks that I can take home.
And do you like a hot curry?
I don't mind a hot curry, although I much prefer like a bit more of a mild curry. I don't eat any meat, so I love like chickpeas and pumpkin and roti bread and all those types of delicious things. Oh, so
yeah, well, that's interesting. You're a vegetarian.
Yeah, and have been for some time. So, yeah, the chef's got work cut out for him because there's limited options. But I feel like with Indian food, there's so many different types of vegetarian options.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. There are lots of Indian vegetarian dishes that you can try and you can cook up. So Stephanie is a vegetarian. She likes vegetarian food. Michael, tell me, what kind of food do you like? Can you eat a hot curry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. That was I'll definitely love it. Love the more spice the better. But even more specifically, I love the way that the vegetarian version of curry, and my favourite happens to be eggplant.
Really? So eggplant, bangan bharta, or a curry of an eggplant?
I love a southern.
Taste.
Prawn curries, that sort of flavour as well. Look, my mouth is watering just talking about it. But
I'm salivating as well, just listening to
it. It is lunchtime.
All right. So can you give us a peek into what you think you're going to cook on the 6th for this great Australian curry fundraiser?
Yeah, well, look, for Opportunity International, that I've hosted and come up with a great concept to raise money for the microfinance charities that they support. And look, my involvement comes from, I'm on the advisory council for Opportunity International. So the concept is great. I thought it's something I must be involved with. So what will I bring to it? I need to speak to and find out what ingredients are available. What exists there. So I think that's the beautiful part about sport, maybe cricket for that matter. doesn't matter what stage of the game, you have to be adaptable to the conditions and the situation of the game. So I think that there's more skills that I certainly provide.
Absolutely. So we look forward to these skills, and they're all for a worthy cause to help families who are less fortunate than others in India. Over to you, Stephanie, and can we get a peek into what you might be cooking that day?
I'm not sure yet, because the chef is, we essentially have to make the same thing. I thought that we would have to like do a cook-off and see who's tasted better, so that was making me a bit more nervous against Michael, but because he's been to India a lot more than I have, so I think that he would have a little bit more experience in the curry department. But I think I'm going to be making some type of like pumpkin chickpea vegetable curry.
All right. I'm sure the proof of the curry lies in the eating.
Exactly, it does.
Okay. We'll give you a few recipes too later on when we meet. But tell me, do you find it challenging
to cook a curry?
Yep.
I really enjoy cooking. I find it to be something that's, it's a really nice experience to do. So I'm actually looking forward to maybe learning a little bit more, especially about Indian cooking and all the spices and the beautiful flavours. So I'm more excited about the challenge, but I'm obviously hopeful that everyone in the audience and that's there thinks that it tastes good, because that's the whole point.
Sure. Now, after you win, or anyway you're participating, we'll get a recipe from you before you leave.
Yes, that would be perfect. That's a good idea.
So, Michael, since you're the more experienced one, we hope we get a bit of a taste of the curry that you cook up. And we look forward to the best person winning.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, well, there's no losers in any of this. and I'm not trying to sound like a defeatist already, but just the small money raised from whether people are doing it in their own families or going out into doing this themselves. But essentially, the $70 can make such a life-changing contribution to families. And you know what I love most about what we do with Opportunity National Command is that the money actually raised goes to mothers. And like everywhere around the world, we find that that the inspiration for parents and mothers is to provide a better situation for their kids, and there's no different. It's all about education, providing opportunity for their kids to have what they didn't quite get. And so this is particularly my inspiration of being involved and having been to a couple of the sites in India. Yes. For Opportunity National, does make such a difference.
I'm sure it will, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for your time today, Stephanie and Michael. May the best man or the best woman win in this cooking competition.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. All the best.